Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk, A30WCCO. Last Friday, March 27th, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter, he proclaimed it Fancy Ray Day. And yes, that is the appreciation we have for our next guest on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. That will be none other than comedian and legendary commercial pitch man, Fancy Ray McCloney. He joins us now here on Late Night. Give him a follow on Twitter, The Fancy Ray on Twitter, and check out his website, fancyray.com. Hey, Fancy, man, what's going on with you, bro?
Me. Henry Lake. I like to call you Lake Street. It's a pleasure and honor to join you here today on WCCO. You know, this is it's just not how am I doing? I'm on top of the world. In fact, something I got to tell you, it wasn't just St. Paul, Minneapolis, and both St. Paul, both proclaimed it Fancy Ray Day here in the Twin Cities.
That I got to get it right. That's awesome, man. St. Paul and Minneapolis. That's awesome, man. And this is the thing that I love about you, Ray. And I haven't seen you in some time, so I look forward to when we get out of all of this stuff that's going on with COVID-19 and coronavirus, us linking back up. But the reality is that when I look at you, you live life to the fullest, man. And not everybody does that. And I think that that's one of the reasons why you got so many fans, so many people love you and respect you, and you're a funny dude.
Well, put it to you this way. I'm the first, I'm the last, I'm the best, and the most. I'm the heartbeat of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and my beauty is coast to coast. Ooh, mules have kicked me. They didn't tan my hide. A rattlesnake bit me, just crawled off and died. I can make a superstitious man walk under a ladder and then fry your butt like it's pancake batter. Now, I can't cook a turkey, and I can't shake and bake, but I make love so good, it'll make a 300-pound woman stomach ache. See, because I know the man. Up the potatoes and French up the fries. The truth is the truth, and I never ever lie. See, I can make love for six nights, and on the seventh day, the men go ray hoo, but the women go hooray.
Give him a follow on Twitter at the Fancy Ray and check out his website, fancyray.com. Fancy, hold on, I gotta ask you about this because this is big news. Mm-hmm. You have an album, it's called The Best Looking Man in Comedy. First of all, yes. Congratulations on that, but tell us a little bit about your new project.
Well, it's called The Best Looking Man in Comedy, and what I do, and folks out there have seen me on television, and if you don't recognize my face, you've heard my voice before, you might recognize this. If you have bad credit, no credit, even a bankruptcy, I could put you in a vehicle today. That's me. And on the comedy album, what we did was Stand Up Records got together with me. We have this wonderful comedy set. I've been doing comedy. People know me from TV, but you got to understand, I've been doing comedy the whole time for 30 years. And so we're bringing all that experience onto the album, and we recorded the album with another label. That didn't work out. Stand Up Records said, hey, man, we heard this recording. It's fantastic. Let's put it out. And so we got together and cut it to vinyl. So it's an LP. It's an actual vinyl LP. Or you can get the MP3, of course, it's 2020. But you get, if you buy the vinyl, you get a free digital download, and it's filled with comedy, poetry, and something that you do when you see or hear Fancy Ray. I'm going to lift up your spirits. I'm going to excite your soul. You're going to feel good after spending some time with Fancy Ray.
And I'm telling you, Ray, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy the vinyl, because I'm going to tell you why I'm going to buy the vinyl.
Tell me.
I love, number one, to me, vinyl was old school. And when I think back to many years ago when I was a kid, And my Uncle Robert had, he had cassette tapes laying around, right? And he had cassette tapes of Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
He had cassette tapes of Red Fox. And right now I have a C, I have a CD in my hand right now. I swear to you, I have the actual CD in my hand right now as we're doing this interview. It's Robin Harris's Bay Bay's Kids. And it's 25 tracks.
No, you didn't. Come on now. You bringing the real old school thing back. In fact, this is a comedy record, but I say it's a comedy slash party record. And it's in the vein of Red Fox, Richard Pryor, Rudy Ray Moore. And what we do, and we update it, and it has a David Chappelle flavor. And so it has everything. It's a wide range. And right now, as you know, throughout this whole country, we are going through this epidemic that's taking place, this pandemic. And I have to say something, that no matter what you're going through, that we were wondering, should we put off the delay the release of the album, especially all that's going on? And we thought about it. We said, no, right now, more than ever, America needs to laugh. America needs to feel good. And so I know that people right now are hunkering down because of the situation, but folks are still going to restaurants and supporting it and circulating money. And what a better way can you think of than to support local artists who have been touching people's lives and to make you and your the family feel good? Then there's no better way. Because something I've said forever, Henry, Lake Street, as I've said this forever, when you see or hear Fancy Ray, know one thing for sure.
What's that?
God is winking at you.
And you bring up God, and I watched a service on Sunday, and you know, because right now, you know, they're telling us not to really, you know, congregate and get out in mass and stuff like that, whatever. So we got to do what we got to do. We got to get that word in. You
absolutely
are ordained, right?
Yes. Yeah, I am ordained. I'm ordained with the Universal Life Church. I'm part of Centers for Spiritual Living in Minneapolis. I have the great honor of, not just ordained, but actually I have the honor of delivering services. I do Christmas services, Easter services, all types of different services. And so when you see Fancy Ray, it's not just a comedy thing. What I do, hopefully, when you hear the comedy, is that there's spiritual upliftment, because I want to touch your life. I want you to know there's a power out there. And I don't care. Sometimes that word G-O-D makes people uncomfortable. Some folks embrace it, some don't. But something that we all know, there's a thing called karma that runs through the universe. When you do right, right comes to you. When you do wrong, wrong does comes to you. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means change your thinking. You can change your life. There's power in you and your existence. And that's what I want you to do. When you feel my joy, it's touching your joy. And together, we are creating a fire called love. I put the L in the love. I put the M in the muscle. I'm the P in the pretty and the H in the hustle.
That's Fancy Ray McCloney. Hey, give him a follow on Twitter. Make sure you check him out on Twitter at The Fancy Ray. Also, go to his website.
And also, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, all those wonderful places. And if you've enjoyed, and I got so many fans, wherever I go, Henry Lake, you know that I get a lot of attention and admiration, and people love what I do. And so a lot of what I do doesn't necessarily get seen. Like, I support a lot of charities and nonprofits. Can I tell you a story about one?
Absolutely.
There's a place, it's called Soup for You. They are located at 26 and East Lake Street. And they do something really unique. Monday through Friday, they give free bowls of soup to anyone who walks through the doors. And oftentimes, it's seniors and folks on disabilities or just folks who are shut-ins who want to get a community meal. Well, one day, I took a fellow comedian with me over there. His name is Bob Damaris. We went to Soup for You. When you go there, they seat you down with respect, and they bring you a bowl of soup. It's vegan and always delicious. So we get through eating our first bowl of soup, and the server comes over and says, would you guys like to have a second bowl? Me and Bob look at each other and say, yeah. So upon which I go in my wallet, I put a $10 bill, and I put it in the donation box. Now, in the room, there's like 20, 25 people, and there's maybe $4 or $5 in the donation box and some loose change. So we get through eating the second bowl of soup. Bob looks at me and goes, who pays for this? And I said, oh, don't worry about it. It's free. I got it's free. You can make it free. Don't worry about it. Bob goes in his wallet. He pulls out a $20 bill, and he puts it in the donation box. And I say, Bob, you don't have to do that. I already put in enough money for both of us. Because I want to. I say, Bob, you understand, I already put in enough money for both of us. He goes, I want to. Henry, right then and there, two things happened. Number one, beyond words, I was proud of my friend. And two, I was trying to figure out with dignity how to get my damn $10 back.
You're crazy. Oh, man. Hey, let's go back into your story, though, for a couple of minutes, all right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me what – what was the reason why you wanted to be an entertainer?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. At First Devon had a thing years ago called The Great Pretenders. It was an amateur contest, and that's when I first stepped on stage, was at First Avenue Nightclub. Another side note for you. First Avenue's 50th anniversary is tomorrow, yep. April 3rd. And I was actually supposed to host their party at First Avenue tomorrow night. That didn't happen. But something that did happen is that we are here to be alive. We can talk and we can all celebrate. Because if you hear from Minneapolis, everyone has a First Avenue connection, a First Avenue story. So I did the lip sync thing. I went on a show called Putting on the Hits. On there twice, a guy called Screaming Jay Hawkins. Here's a song, I Put a Spell on You. And with that song, I went to the $25,000 grand final. Came back to Minneapolis, and I started doing comedy, and I'm running my mouth, and I was on a guy's TV show, Warner Jackson, on cable access in Minneapolis, MTN. And I appeared on his show, and people heard me on the show and saw me on the TV. And everywhere I went across the city, folks said, hey, Fancy Ray, Fancy Ray. All of a sudden, something clicked, Henry. I said, there's power in this. There's power in being on TV. If I had a cable access show, you know what I would do? You know, and I started talking and talking, and eventually I started my own cable access show, Get Down With It, later called the Fancy Ray Show, and we did something really unique. We had national celebrities. We did every local celebrity here locally, but the national celebrities, people ranging from Al Green to Whoopi Goldberg to Donny Osmond did my show, Kirby Puckett, Gloria Steinem to Ron Jeremy. Everyone did my doggone TV show, and it was just really, really popular. And went on from 89 to 99. In 98,
That's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. I'm a human phenomenon. I'm kissing myself right now. No, really. When you're pretty as I am, you can do that. In fact, one day I blew myself a kiss in the mirror, and the mirror got pregnant.
So you've been on The Tonight Show. Last Comic Standing,
yes.
Putting on the Hits, you mentioned, America's Got Talent. I mean, is there one, I guess, memory or something that you've done that stands out more than the others?
My biggest memory and the thing I'm so proud of is that the man that put me in the show business was Little Richard. So, I'm going back to lip sync now. This is back early at First Avenue. I was a celebrity around First Avenue doing the Little Richard act. And so I would impersonate Little Richard. And such an honor for me that Little Richard inspired the Beatles, McCartney's, woo, that they're straight Little Richard, Otis Redding, James Brown, Prince. If you look at Prince on Purple Rain, that look he had in Purple Rain was totally Little Richard. And so he was my inspiration. And so something I'm most proud of is that through show business, Little Richard and I have become friends. He's
awesome.
Actually, when you get the vinyl copy of the LP, he has a quote on the album.
He does.
The king of rock and roll, the architect, the man that invented rock and roll is on my album. And also, Diablo Cody, the great writer who was based here for a little bit, an Academy Award winner, she did the liner notes on the album. And so, I want to just say, I got to say thank Dan and Ian over at Stand Up Records who have worked so hard to promote this. And you go to standuprecords.com, and I'm running my mouth, but if you don't do nothing tonight, go and get yourself that Fancy Ray Comedy Party album, and you'll really enjoy it. So, and I'm telling you my story. Now we got off track there, but you get me back on track, Henry Lake Street.
No. You're good to go. I was kind of wondering what your favorite moment was, and you mentioned it because you're talking about. I mean, come on, when you're talking about Little Richard and everybody that you've had connections with throughout the years, that's an amazing story in itself.
It's an amazing thing, and probably running for governor in 1998, I was on the ballot, the first African American on the ballot in 1998, and that was fantastic. And we touched people's lives and delivered a message of hope, optimism, and joy, which vibrated throughout the city. I'll tell you something that happened. I ran for governor, and we did really, really well. Jesse was blowing up and getting all kinds of exposure and explosion. And I was talking to my cousin Timmy, and he was excited about Jesse. He's a wrestling fan. And I said, Jesse's great, but Jesse's not talking for you. He's not talking for me. There needs to be a voice to talk for the voiceless, someone that can stand up for the people. So I took it upon myself, Fancy Ray for governor. I ran with my mom, Tony McCloney. She was my lieutenant governor candidate. And we ran, and that was fantastic. And actually, I would tell you, Henry, putting out this album is a big, big statement on standuprecords.com. And also, I'm not going to lie, being here with you on WCCO Radio is a highlight of my career. I'm telling you the truth. Yes.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. Well, we got to do it again and have you come back into the studio once all of this stuff, we get past all this with the coronavirus. But I do want to ask you this in the final couple of minutes that we have here.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that you mentioned in the first part of the interview is that even if people don't recognize necessarily your voice alone, just in terms of being on radio or whatever, they see the commercials and they recognize you from there. Tell me about how your career really went to another level when you started getting into doing all of the endorsements and all of the commercials. Because right now, you talk about people going viral on Instagram and Facebook and all these different social media platforms. You were one of the people that made viral viral.
Man, I was viral before viral knew what viral was. You told the truth right there. you ain't lying. And what really happened, see, now this is all tied together. When I ran, so I had a TV show on the air, and I'm this loudmouth who could do interviews. But when I ran for governor, I was articulating a message of hope. And someone heard what I had to say, and someone said, you would be a good salesman, a good pitchman. And I said, I think so, too. And that's what started me with the TV advertising. And we've done car lots, health stores, adult stores. In fact, something people know me locally for being a TV pitch man, which I'm so proud of. And I'm on TV every day. Today, we are on a bunch of channels. And also next week, we got my brand new commercial for Stand Up Records, featuring the best looking man in comedy LP that I'm so excited about. And that's going to be, it's, right now it's on in Minneapolis, in the Richfield, Edina area, on Comcast Cable. It's all over the place. And it's going to be on The Buzz next week. So what was your question? And also, I want you to know, it's not just here locally. I got ads right now airing in Rockford, Illinois. I've had ads air in Phoenix, Arizona, Memphis, St. Louis, all over the country, San Jose, California. That Fancy Ray, they say Fancy Ray is a local celebrity. No, Fancy Ray is an international silk symbol who launched from Minneapolis.
Well, I will say this. What we do know about Fancy Ray is that we love him, and we know that Fancy Ray is the best-looking man in comedy. Pick up
the
album,
best
everybody.
I am the best-looking man in comedy. I'm so pretty, sometimes cops pull me over, spread their legs, and make me pat their butts down.
Hey, Fancy, man, we appreciate the time. Check him out on Twitter, at the Fancy Ray, and also his website, FancyRay.com. We'll talk to you later, bro.
The best-looking man in comedy, LP, on StandUpRecords.com.
All right, take care. That's Fancy Ray, everybody.
God bless you.
Joining us here.
Have a great night. CCO, come on. Henry Lacy, my man. He can do what he can. He's the one and only. He can make water dry as sand. He can make the clouds turn into rain. Henry Lacy. You know the game. Peace.
Fancy Ray McCloney here, courtesy of the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.